we're joined by Katie Carlgren, the Ag Education Instructor and FFA Advisor for Pike Valley High School in Kansas. And before we get into the real meat of today's discussion, first of all, Katie, give us an overview of your chapter at Pike Valley.
Sure. So Pike Valley FFA was chartered in the late 60s, and we are a really small school. We have about 70 students in our high school, and about 35 of those students are in FFA, and we offer a lot of different courses from agribusiness to food science. We have a really active FFA chapter. Although we're small, we're pretty mighty, so I feel like we have a lot of really neat, unique things going for our program, but also for the size of our program.
And for you personally, how did you choose to become an advisor and end up at Pike Valley?
Sure, yeah. I'm actually alumni of this school and of this FFA program, so that's kind of interesting. But all through high school, I took agriculture education courses. I grew up on a ranching operation here in northern Kansas, and so very familiar with production agriculture. I went to K-State and studied animal science and ag business, and I actually worked in industry for a little over 10 years before I decided to make the transition into education. And funny enough, I remember sitting in the same classroom I now teach in and thinking, oh man, it'd really be cool to be an ag teacher, but I just don't know if I could do it. And so, I don't know, it's kind of funny how life comes around. And so now here I am, and I'm actually teaching in the same classroom I was instructed in all those years ago.
How long have you been the advisor there?
I've been in Pike Valley for 5 years.
Well, you guys have a lot going on with the chapter, and the thing that we want to talk about today is your Panther Producers program. I understand it's been very successful so far, and we're hearing about many programs like this one sprouting up across the country. Explain exactly what it is.
Yes. A couple years ago, about 2.5 years ago, a local rancher says, hey, you know, I see people doing this. I see it's very popular in Nebraska. We need to start putting local beef into our schools. And we have, you know, plenty of producers around here. And he said, you know, I think I'll just donate the first one and we'll just see where it goes from there. And so he approached the school board and the administration and said, hey, I'd like to gift a whole beef to you. And they're like, oh, okay, we've never done anything like this. And so, you know, we double-checked all the rules and regulations and all of that. And basically they were like, this is phenomenal. Yes, we'll accept it. So they accepted it. And then he got some of his buddies that are also producers and was like, hey, would you ever be interested in doing this? And they're like, oh yeah, sure. And so then it just kind of went from there informally. And then about 1.5 years ago, we were visiting and I was like, we really need to put like some structure to this program. And I think this would be a great program for the FFA kids to take on just as a project of our chapter. And of course he supported that. And then we got our local foundation. We have a Pike Valley Foundation that actually people can endow money to support excellence in our schools. So excellence programs, academics, whatever. And so they got involved. And so here we are. We've developed some structure. And we like to say it's a program of our FFA chapter, but we have partnerships with local producers and also the Pike Valley Foundation. And also the program, we started with beef. And a big part of the program is beef and pork donations. But we also are diversifying into eggs. We have our own chicken coop in the ag ed department. And so we're supplying eggs. We have a greenhouse, so we're supplying fresh produce. And we also have some local vegetable farmers that are donating. And so it's just kind of cool because it's just kind of morphed into a lot more than we originally thought it would be.
What specifically do the students do once the animals are donated? Are they processing the animals themselves?
The students are really involved in every aspect of it. So we have students that are involved in just the administration of getting donations. We accept not only actual animal donations. They have to meet the criteria of the program so that we know it's a healthy, wholesome animal. But they also are involved in procuring monetary donations that can be used for processing or purchasing an animal. That way everyone can be involved, not just producers. And then they're into making appointments and things like that. At this point, we don't have the facilities to raise the beef or pork on site for the Ag Ed department. That's actually something that we're moving forward in, and hopefully in the next 3 years we can have the facilities to actually be growing our own. But right now it's mostly the administration and working with the community members and the foundation. And so when we first started, it was like we weren't sure how much we would go through or how much we would need, because this provides food for our school district K-12. And so kind of through trial and error and estimating like pounds used and things like that, we have figured out about how often we need a beef, how often we need a pork. And then, of course, the eggs and the vegetables are just kind of as available. But that's kind of how we figured out when we'll need it. And usually, once an animal is processed, it's in the cafeteria as soon as 2 weeks earlier.
So what else is Pike Valley working on in the coming months?
So for us, service projects like addressing hunger, planning an event that we're going to have a silent auction, some live music, and a meal, and a percentage of the proceeds from that will actually go to our Panther Producers program. And then our program just continues to grow. Like I said earlier, we're small but mighty. I'm blessed with some great kids and great FSA members, just like I know many people across the nation are, and they've seen what FSA can do for them. And so they're all in, and we're planning on procuring some land to develop a land laboratory for our Ag Ed program, and then also just some expansion of the courses we can offer and things like that. So it's an exciting time for our program. We've kind of revitalized our program, and it's really exciting.
Well, if you want to see any of the projects yourself, check out their Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Pike Valley FFA. Katie, thank you very much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Katie Carlgren, Ag Ed instructor and FFA advisor at Pike Valley High School in Scandia, Kansas.